This may come as a total shock to you, or maybe even an aha moment, but men and women are different.
What?
Okay. We look different. We act different. We think different. We're even different chemically. We have different needs. Okay. This seems so simple to understand, but extremely difficult to accept. When I said men and women are different, some people chuckled out loud and some people did inside, but it's like a no-brainer. Everybody knows that, right?
Right.
Except married people. Married people really think that it's their job to change the other one to think like they do. Right? So it's simple for us to understand, even believe somewhat, just really hard to accept. In fact, not only do we struggle to accept these differences, like I said already, we actually think that we can change them. Right? God made us different on purpose. And we're going to look at two main differences between man and woman right here in Ephesians. So if you want to look there in Ephesians chapter 5, most of the time when you hear any sermon or message on marriage, this is the go-to chapter. Okay? We're going to start reading in verse 21. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourish it and cherish it, even as the Lord, the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Let's pray. Father, I do thank you for your word, and I thank you especially for this passage that you give to us to help us and to teach us what we're supposed to do as husbands and wives. Lord, I pray that you would help us to learn what we need tonight. Lord, I ask that you would help me to say only what I should, and help me to relay your message to your people accurately tonight. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Like I said already, most of the time when people read this passage or go to it as a sermon on marriage, we typically start in verse 22. 22 says, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord." If you read there, from there right on into verse 33, That's the only real place that you're going to find where it says anything about submitting, and that is that she is to submit to he. But if you start in verse 21, you get a totally different picture. Verse 21 says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Now, we men would just rather not hear that. Okay? Because that means that we're supposed to lead and they're supposed to submit. Right? But, in fact, in verse 23, the Bible says that the man is the head of the house. Is that right? Yes. Of course it is. And so, guys, I don't mean to destroy a lifetime of thinking here, but I am wanting us to see what God is teaching us here, and that is there are times that we are to submit to our wife. So I think it's important that we understand what this word means. So I've looked it up, and it says that to submit means to yield to authority. It also means to yield to the will of another. In our terminology today, we might say give in. Right? It also means to defer or consent to abide by the opinion or authority of another. To yield without complaint. You know, you can yield sometimes, but you can let them know that you didn't really want to yield. Right?
Yeah.
That's wrong. That's not true submission. This is important for us to understand right here, okay? Because it can relieve a whole lot of tension in our homes today that we understand this. Men and women are different. It's always been like that, and it always will be like that. Stop trying to change them. Men, quit trying to change her. Ladies, quit trying to change him. You don't want him to become a woman. And men, you don't want her to become a man. Submission, one to another, reflects. This is important. Get a hold of this. Submission one to another reflects your relationship with God. Because if we're not willing to do what God said, we have a problem with Him. Now we can say that we have a problem with her or him, but we really have a problem with God when we refuse to do what He said. Yes, the man is the head of the home. It's very clear. We just read that. He is the one that is to that is responsible, especially for the spiritual leadership of the home. Okay? When the husband and the wife have a difference of opinion and they cannot or maybe will not come together on that, it is ultimately the man's place to make the decision. Okay? But man and woman both are to learn to give in to each other. Sometimes we like to use the word compromise. Compromise is not a bad thing unless you're compromising something that causes you to sin against God. Then it's a bad thing.
Right.
But it's not a bad thing to compromise on where to put the salt and pepper shaker. Or where to put the clothes basket. Or what time exactly to have supper. That's not going to cause you to sin. What is going to cause you to sin is not being willing to give in.
Mm,
that is a sin. Okay? I question a man's spirituality who cannot or will not submit to his wife at times when he should. The same is true for the woman who refuses to submit, honor, and respect her husband. Again, the way we treat our wife or husband, if you're a lady, is in direct correlation to your relationship with God. That's why in this passage, it's mirroring, as we read, the relationship between Christ and the church.
That's right.
The marriage ought to be an exact duplicate of the relationship between Christ and the church, how Christ loves the church, how he treats the church, how the church responds to him. All of that ought to be an exact duplicate. Therefore, when we do not have, on our own decision, by the way, on purpose, when we do not have the right relationship with our wife or husband, it is a direct reflection of our relationship with Jesus. Biblical love is unconditional and sacrificial. Mm. Unconditional means I'm going to love Jeanette whether she loves me or not. I'm going to love Jeanette when she's not loving me. I'm going to love Jeanette when she's being unlovable. That's unconditional. I'm going to love Jeanette when she's having a bad day. That's what unconditional means. But I'm not getting love back, Brother Bruce. She's not treating me the way that she should. We don't treat Jesus the way we should, but he still loves us. Remember, this is a direct reflection of our relationship with Jesus and how he loves us. That's why he said in verse 25, husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church. Unconditional, sacrificial. Sacrificial means I give up what I want so she can get what she wants. Mm. That is a perfect picture of submission. That's what sacrificial is. Jesus gave up his life.
Right.
Not just at the end. Remember, he was a pauper. He chose to not have anything worthy of money.
Right.
He chose to be born in a stable. Mary and Joseph weren't wealthy people. And he lived his life that way. He told one person, he says, I don't even have a place to lay my head.
Right.
Call my own. He didn't even have his own home. He gave up everything so that we could have everything.
Amen.
Amen.
That's sacrificial.
Yes.
Okay? That's what biblical love is. It's unconditional and sacrificial. By the way, we don't love them like that because they deserve it. They don't. Mm. You don't.
Right.
I don't.
Right.
That's easy to say.
Yeah.
But it's very likely that we don't really believe that. Mm. We think we do deserve it. I hear that sometimes from people. I deserve better than that.
Whoa.
No, we don't. If we got what we deserved, we would be burning.
Yes.
Jesus died for us in that while we were yet sinners, according to Romans 5:8. Verse 33 is really the culmination of the whole passage. Let's look at that again. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. This is where we're going to see the real difference between, or one of the main differences between men and women. They have different needs, okay? And here's the needs. The wife needs expressed love. If you notice when reading this passage, it doesn't tell her to love him. God doesn't tell her to love him. She already does. Women are always more romantic than men, right?
Yep.
Women have this inbred ability and desire to build relationships. Men don't have that. The wife needs expressed love. So what that means, men, that we are to express love the way they view love. Not the way we view love, but the way they view love. How does she view love? That's for you to find out. According to Peter, he said,
right.
He said, study her. Figure it out. Figure her out. Figure out what she likes, what she doesn't like, what she despises. Don't do that. That's what God's telling us to do. She needs expressed love. The husband needs to feel respected. Now on the ride home tonight, you're going to ask him, do you really feel need the need to be respected? And he's going to lie to you and he's going to say, no. But he does. He does. I do. We need to know that what we do is appreciated. Okay? Let's break this down just a little bit. So, ladies, I want you to be brave here and give us how you picture express love. I need involvement here. Okay?
Hugs and kisses.
Say that again.
Hugs and kisses.
Hugs and kisses, okay. Mm-hmm. Anybody else? How should your husband express love to you?
Security.
There's more women in here than just two. Remember, we're being brave here. Or we're supposed to be being brave here.
Respect each other.
Respect each other. Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Integrity.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Integrity.
Yeah. How else can we express love, ladies? How can we as husbands express love to you the way you feel loved?
Send flowers to her.
Flowers, yeah. Vicki?
Just little ways to show that you thought about me. Dishes or taking the trash out.
Doing things. Yeah. Okay. What was you going to say?
Listening.
Attentively listening. Yeah. So I wrote some things down here, and I don't know if this is going to be accurate or not. Wash the dishes.
Beautiful.
So how many of you ladies, raise your hand if this is true, how many of you ladies would love to see that your husband's washing dishes? Okay, so that rang a bell right there. What about fold the clothes? Okay, yeah, fold the clothes. Vacuum. Take out trash. What about flowers, which Miss Linda mentioned that one already. You know, all ladies don't like that. That's okay. But most of them do. Right? What about money gifts? Yeah, Brenda, how come you're here? Oh, okay. What? Brenda says there's a sixth love language. Money. So these are ways, guys, that we can express love, right? And so I know what you're thinking if you're a guy. I don't really need any of that. Why does she Why do I need to give that to her? I don't need it. Well, then you don't need it. You're not going to get it, and that's fine because you don't need it. But that's what she needs, and that's what you need to give her.
Amen.
Okay? Guys, this is even harder for us. I recognize this. It's even harder for us to verbalize, but we're going to give it a try. How do you picture respect from your wife? Somebody raise their hand and tell me, men, how you picture your wife respecting, showing respect to you.
Agreeing with them.
You've got to be a man.
Oh.
I'm asking the men this question. How, Brother John?
Peace.
Huh?
Peace.
Okay. See, I told you it was going to be harder for us to do this because of our ego. I don't want to really make me say it. She's going to hear it. But we do need respect. We all agree to that. Maybe not openly, but inside we agree to that. We want respect. I was talking with a young man that recently got married. And his biggest gripe is this. She will not respect me. I mean, isn't she supposed to respect me? Doesn't the Bible say she's supposed to respect me? He was willing to voice his frustration that she's not respecting him. So we're not going to leave church tonight until some of you speak up. How do you show, or how do you see respect coming from your wife? Cricket.
Step out there, Brother Phil.
You already know how my wife and I get along, right? Well,
yeah, we know, you told us.
Yeah. respect is, I think, of course, it's mutual, but
yeah.
The wife can show her husband respect just by taking care of his needs,
yeah.
Doing things for him. You know, and my wife is just wonderful at that. She is always waiting for me and doing things for me. And, you know, to me, that's a sign of respect.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I agree with that.
That's awesome.
Okay, doing things that he doing things for him that he needs.
Yeah.
Okay. Brother Lewis?
I'm with Brother Phil on that. Alice has always waited on me. I mean, she's asked me, do you want a drink? She always gets coffee and brings it to me. And she's always done that. And for a while there, she couldn't do too much, but that was not her fault. But she's really, she still does.
Amen.
Good. Good. How about this? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm in the same boat with Brother Phil and Brother Lewis. My wife, she always doing stuff for me.
Amen.
She got my brother.
That's good. Amen. Brother Brian?
You're going to add me to it as well.
Come on, guys. Good night.
Yeah, she'll leave notes in my lunchbox.
Oh, how sweet.
Amen.
It tells me, you know, she
put lunch in there. That's the
put some lunch in there on top of it. But she'll leave me a note in there, you know, and she'll tell me how much she appreciates what I do and for the family, and you know, and she'll tell me to be humble and have a good day, you know, and to just. I think we're all actually pretty guilty that they're all so good to us that we get so comfortable with what they do.
Yeah,
when they're not around, we don't know what to do with ourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you want to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
So how about gratitude for the hard work that we do? Guys, is that accurate? Brother Tommy, do you have your hand up?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, by submitting when there's difficult decisions we make,
to meeting when there's difficult decisions to be made.
Nice ways to show respect.
So yep. How about praise when you got to be a man, Miss Linda? Go ahead.
Besides, don't take each other for granted.
Right? True. Right? Yeah.
Don't think, oh, well, you know. If you don't take each other for granted, then you always appreciate the fact that they do love you and want to do things for you. I think that right there.
Right.
If you take things for granted or you expect it,
mm-hmm.
then that kind of takes all the love.
True. And so on this subject of showing respect to the husband, gratitude for the hard work that they do, praise when he is able to accomplish a difficult task, open praise in public, never insult or belittling in public or in private. Okay. Again, in verse 33, God is commanding us to meet the needs of the other. Okay? Well, there's really no exception. There's no way of getting out of this. This is a command. Men, you must. This is a command. You must show her, express love the way she feels loved. That's a command. That's what he's telling us to do right here. Right? Ladies, you must, as the Bible puts it, show reverence or respect to your husband. Remember, and because I know what's going through your mind right here. We don't do this because they deserve it. They don't. You don't. I don't. We do this because it's a command. Now, the truth is, when we do what God said as husband and wife, it becomes easier for us to do what God said.
Amen.
As husband and wife.
Amen.
It's easy for Jeanette to respect me when I'm showing her love, the way she sees love. It's hard for her to respect me when I'm not. She still is supposed to, but it's harder. So the good news is this. When a wife feels loved by her husband, she will naturally be more respectful to him.
Mm.
When a husband feels respected, he's much more apt to reciprocate by showing her love. God blesses our obedience.
Amen.
Amen.
But as long as we're trying to change the other one and we're being disobedient to God, refusing to do what he says right here, then life's going to be difficult and God doesn't bless that. Life's going to be difficult inside the home. And as the family goes, so does the church.
Amen.
Amen.
And as the church goes, so does the country. I wonder why we're in such a mess with our country. I think it's because of the root of the problem, and that is in our homes.
Yeah.
We struggle to do what God teaches us right here in Ephesians chapter 5. In loving our wives and respecting husbands. There's a lot to be said about all this, and we don't have enough time. So we're just going to stop right there. I just hope that you take to heart the things that God is telling us to do right here. Because, again, it does relieve a whole lot of tension in our life and in our home. And by the way, the children, they need to see Christ
Yes, amen.
In our relationship. They don't need to see us arguing, bigger and screaming at each other. They need to see us loving each other, proving that love to each other, giving in towards each other. That's what they need to see. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for showing us love. Thank you for dying on the cross and paying our price that we couldn't pay. At a time when we didn't love you. Lord, I pray that you'd help us to love each other like that. Help us, Father, to exemplify the right kind of home that you've given us clear instruction here in your word to do. I thank you for that. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand and turn to 505.